we'd like to apologize.
For what?
To absolutely no one! The two-time champ does absolutely
gotta smooth.
Alright, Main Champ Podcast episode 221, I wanna say.
I've lost track. I'll be completely
wrong. Well, it's a new episode of the Main Champ Podcast. In fact, we'll probably just stop saying that at the start. That we've gone past 200. What is there to say? You know. So Main Champ Podcast. The real is back. The real is back. Am him. Hear me, Neutron in the flesh. If you don't know, do your Googles. It's free for a reason. I can't keep telling you guys to do your Googles, but you know what? I will say less. Dancing DK, watch your back. The best member of the Dark Skin Society.
Indeed.
That was a pretty clean run. I'm pretty proud of that one. I'm going to pass it to my partner.
Cole Sanusi, Don Kulin in the building, the one and only, a.k.a. L.O. Kulins, a.k.a. C-Note, a.k.a. Hollywood Cole.
Yes, sir.
Coming for your left ear, your right ear, surround sound, smart speakers, portable speakers.
Facts.
You name it, we dare.
100.
Episode 221, apparently.
Apparently. It's a guess.
Let's get it.
Seaman G45, the G solid, my name, the 45 is silent.
Come on.
Skingus Chibogwe in the building.
Indeed.
Prince of the East.
Yes, sir.
Tim Four Hat Eames.
Yes, sir.
He
crashed it on him. crashed it on his head. I'm so sorry.
We're currently watching the game at the moment.
I thought it was the core. That man can't stop scoring.
Yeah,
as we speak. Who's the other team? I know it's Everton versus
Burnley.
Yeah, so. Yeah, if we are out of course at any given time, then just know that
Iwobi's got the funniest bar about Onana.
What is it?
She said, had her screaming out Onana when she was wearing what I'ma do.
That is terrible. That is absolutely terrible.
I thought it was kind of hard.
What I'ma do? Onana, listen, man. Beautiful ball. Fair enough.
So
Chitty
Yam, Black Mamba Dove, Chitty Yam,
yeah.
Yeah, man. It's the new episode. My God is better than your God.
Yes, sir.
Just know the same God is the one that can give it. He can take it away. So
always
worship
indeed.
Him. Get me? So yeah. Let's get straight to it, man.
Where do we want to start?
Do you ever run from your ex?
Huh?
Have you ever run from your ex?
Nah. I'm not in the same places as them.
Have you ever run away from a woman? I can't say I have. Is it?
Yeah.
Are we talking about JM?
Yeah.
Run away from the baby.
Run away.
Listen.
Incredible. I'm really impressed. What impressed me the most, athleticism from both parties. Because they were doing the digital dash.
Yeah.
They were running for time.
And very good point. She was running in heels.
She was keeping up with him.
So there's differences. So you can run in heels, but it depends on the actual heel itself. So it's quite a thick heel, so she can run.
Oh.
Yeah, they are kind of comfortable. It depends on the height.
Either way, still impressive from her.
Yeah.
To have kept up with him. If you're wondering what we're talking about, TMZ released footage of Jonathan Majors trying to run away from his girlfriend or fiance. Not quite sure what their relation is, but this is the one that he's accused of getting into PASA with.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And that video is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. But I couldn't believe it when you sent it. I thought it was a sketch.
I was in tears. I mean, the thing is, there's been so many like details about this case, and now that it's gone to trial, it's been more interesting than I thought it would be.
Especially for
like, I mean, I don't know how it's gonna end, but it's gonna look like both parties are gonna get done in to some extent.
He's done, by the way. Like, he can say goodbye to having any career. I don't know why Megan Good's running around with him, but...
But you know what? He might have a saving grace in the fact that I don't know what's true or what's not, but it looks like she has a little bit of foul play as well. So they might...
Where I'm at with him is...
Choked out a white bitch.
The situation that he's being accused for,
I don't think happened.
Right.
But language. I think he's done some foul shit in their relationship, and this just might be how karma works.
Right.
And you look at the text messages that them two were exchanging, that was nasty work. My man's saying, don't go to the hospital because you know how it's going to look and the implications for me. that's an insane thing
you
to
send.
You
kind of indicted yourself 100%. There and there.
And if I'm Disney, wrap the shit up. Because he can't, going forward, he can't be in this anymore.
It's done. Yeah, yes, he can.
Nah, man.
Nah.
Look, if I'm a billion-dollar organization,
I could do what I want.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can.
You have people that you have to abide by. If this was some middle of the road, not that popular, but you have to remember, Disney is a four-quadrant organization. They have to appeal to everyone. There's certain risks that they just can't take and be associated with.
I think they're having to rewrite everything, rewrite their wrongs. Now, when it comes to the text messages of what was going on, yeah, it does paint Jonathan Majors in a bad situation, in a bad light. But more so, I think they're as bad as each other.
Yeah, 100.
Whereas like where we saw with Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, I think that was more so Amber Heard. But Amber Heard's still popping. She's still doing bits.
It's definitely been a stain on her career. I wouldn't say she's still popping. Yes, I don't think she's doing bits.
Like other people, it's always going to be a stain on their career. But they can still progress. They can still be as big as they can.
Fair enough.
I think,
but at this stage in his career...
Nah, it's not done.
I'm
not saying it's not done, but... It's bad, but it's not done.
I think at least I'm not saying the point I'm making here is more in reference to his career with Disney and going forward and being the big bad. That I think that'll be done, and yeah. I will see them pivot away from him. And I don't blame them as an organization. That makes sense. Well, we can't be associated. It's not even just this case. It's the things that have come out about him as well. There's been a real assassination on his character. Whether you agree with it or not, you've got people who have claimed to know him from drama school saying he's always been an asshole. I'm just, like, I don't know that man to confirm that. But if 10 people are coming out and saying that about your main guy and they've got some evidence, it just doesn't look good. And I'm all for it. Forget black, white, purple, whatever the man is, but
then it's purple. Wow. I mean, his drip is purple, to be
honest. Yeah, to be honest.
Yeah. Look, I think ultimately I'm with you, Demi. I think his career will probably still exist and he'll be able to do things eventually. Depending how bad like this falls out. And I actually don't think it'll be as bad as I initially thought it'd be.
Yeah.
But I do think as far as him being Kang is concerned, when it comes to Disney and them man there, they don't play.
No, exactly.
So they'll either recast him or they'll wrap his storyline up. I think what they might do, and I think it would probably be more interesting, is they should still do the Kang Dynasty.
Yeah.
Still do the movie with him and then either kill him off or recast him during the movie. Because I think that way it kind of gives closure to the character. Like, Disney don't necessarily have to get rid of him straight away. They can, and it's probably the cleanest and easiest thing to do. But I think if it doesn't turn out too crazy for him, it wouldn't be the worst scenario for them to try and, like, ease him out, as opposed to being like, he never happened in the first place.
That he is exclusively playing Kang.
What do you mean?
So he wrote, like, in his contract, apparently, his Disney contract, he is exclusively Kang.
So they'll have to kill him then. They'll
have to kill him, but I think...
I mean, he's also really unlucky, because if there's one character that you don't want to play, this is the easiest character maybe in the history of mankind to recast.
Yeah.
You just say, there's a big, bad version that doesn't look like all of those thousands of people that we saw at the end of Ant-Man. Done. So in that sense, he's pretty... I think there's only one way to say it. He's pretty unlucky.
Yeah, they'll get rid of him for
but
sure.
He's gone. Like, I see no other way to deal with the situation. And like, if I'm a Disney exec, bye, buddy.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but I think with all the risks that they've taken thus far, if they truly just want to continue with what they planned, I think it will still be successful, regardless.
I still think there's a storyline for Kang. Just recast.
No, but I still think it will be successful with him.
Nah, no chance.
I don't think the damage is too.
If the public perception remains this way, people are gonna cancel Disney and not watch it, because they'll be like, no, like, why would we pay Why would we pay money to go see this guy who's been accused of being an abuser?
And he
it's not going to happen.
Why would I go and pay money to go and see Ezra Miller?
But nobody pays money to see that movie.
It's not.
Did you go see it?
I did, but I did, but to Collins's point, he's right. No one.
The movie will tank. They're not gonna.
It didn't do well.
They won't take that risk.
No, but I think that was because of the whole DC.
Nah. He was a problem. Like I've never seen anything quite like that. Like your main star is a criminal, an active criminal. I see no difference between that and having someone who's just gone out and committing murders or some shit. He was moving wild.
He was moving anti-Semitic.
Boy.
It was a different time, man. Like, he can't... If you're Disney, you just can't continue. You can't go forward.
Hands are tied, really.
The fact... It's not even... Even if it wasn't him, the fact that he's involved in a court case of this magnitude, there's... Like, you don't even want that stain on your main actor. And there's not enough time, because even RDJ was a terrible boy back in his day.
Yeah, he was a bad breed.
But so much, by the time he'd played Iron Man, he'd done so much rehabilitation and so much time had passed, he was able to then,
his brand.
Exactly. Fucking...
I believe...
Thanos has a domestic violence case on
Josh Brolin.
Yeah, Josh Brolin. But again, it's a similar thing with enough time had passed and did
that's why I don't think his career is done per se. Like, yeah. It's a shame that he's kind of blew up later in his career, but I think end of the day, like, time does heal most things, and I think eventually,
but it's what
he won't reach the heights he was ever going to destined to reach anymore. Unfortunately for him, but I don't think it's fair to say his career is completely like gone. Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
I think as far as it, because the way they were positioning him, you know how
he was the one. They were really
to push him to the moon. Because what's it? You know how we say there's industry plants for music. I think there is industry plants for like Hollywood and acting. And yeah,
probably even more so.
Do you know them years when we see someone and we're just like, what the fuck is this guy in everything?
He's in everything,
I think they were ready to give him that. They were going to give him an Oscar. He was meant to be the guy, and then this came out. Kaput. So the heights that he was going to reach or could have reached, forget about it. But he's an incredible actor. Like, the stuff I've seen him in, I've been incredibly impressed. So someone's still going to want to use that talent. It's just...
Not going to be on the V mainstream to that extent.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Listen, man, the way they were running, or the way she was running.
That was incredible, man. I mean...
Yeah, but he wasn't running, though.
He was doing that light jog.
Yeah, he was pacing. Because physically, I know he can...
Listen, that reminded me of this day. I won't say his name, but I'll tell you, man, afterwards. And he got into a fight, and it was supposed to be a one-on-one. My man's brother was like... You know, like doing that to come in. This boy, I'd never seen it. He did the digital dash all the way from your side of Trafford to the other side of Trafford. If you live in Trafford 100, which I'm sure a lot of you know, running that whole distance,
is crazy.
I couldn't believe it. I'd never seen
any healthy guy, and he was.
I'd never seen or experienced anything like that. These man said he was on the other side of Trafford, and the thing is, it's not even. Because I could probably run from one side of Trafford to the other now, but the pace in which he did it, I've never seen a human being
cross-country.
Go like that. Cross-country.
It was sad because the thing is that one-on-one...
Cross-country is crazy.
Like, that guy was getting... He was getting his work, innit?
Yeah.
Basically, the next thing, his brother steps in and says, what?
Yeah.
That's when he ran. Did he bring out the tool?
Nah, but he was saying, allow it. It's supposed to be a one-on-one. Yeah, fair play to my man. Like, he was right. It was supposed to be a one-on-one, but them man were never going to let that run. And the amount of people that hated him at that time, you have to hold it.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
My man did a digital dash. It was very similar to what I saw occur with
Jonathan
Majors. JM.
Sometimes you just got to run, man.
Sometimes you have to run. Because he smushed her a little bit. Because she was in the car.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're not trying to forcibly, but you just have to smush him a little bit to get away. He created some distance. My God, get him in the league.
Could you imagine being in New York here and you just seen that occur in front of you, and you're like, "Is that Kang?" That is like that is insane.
No way. And no, but you know what? It's the other guy. It's the other guy where he wanted to start beef.
Huh?
Remember when she basically goes up to these guys and then she's random like, "Oh people. Yeah, like da 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 whatever oh, she yeah, says," yeah. And then the guy says, "Oh yeah, let's try and run a fade."
Bro. Let's try and run a fade. Listen, he's had a hell of a year.
Nah,
because when he goes did that, read all about it, drip.
And said his white woman needs to be like Coretta. Listen, bro. And Michelle.
What the fuck was that?
You know what? No,
that
no,
was
no,
a
I,
un-
I understand what he is trying to say.
And there's nothing I can hear.
No.
What did he say?
No, he is basically saying behave yourself, conduct yourself.
Like Coretta, I'm gonna name two black women.
I mean, the examples are crazy.
Coretta Scott King is hilarious.
That's what hold it
Do
down.
You know who she is?
Yeah, but the thing is,
do you know who Coretta Scott King is?
Yeah, but I think he knows who he's going to become and who he is today. And he's basically saying,
that's a crazy person.
But you know what?
Your girl to
but there was the one text where he's basically.
Sure, you need to act like Tom Hanks.
Bro.
You need to act like Chet Hanks.
At least it's a comparison. Like, I feel like,
that's how crazy it is. Saying chill to your girl, you need to act like Coretta Scott King or Michelle Obama. That's an insane thing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And wait,
you could have said Meryl Streep or something. Like.
For real? Meryl Streep looks like a future, by the way.
Yeah, I've seen that picture. Listen, man. That is insane.
Coretta Scott.
No, but there's one text where there's a guy on YouTube who's called What Do You Meme?
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about that specific text. And I think that resonates with a lot of people. Like, the need to feel wanted in a relationship or feel valued. And like when he was explaining that text, it made a lot more sense to me, because when he just said,
what do you mean?
Because there was a text where he was talking about, oh yeah, I'm gonna off myself, because like,
yeah, that was insane.
I don't feel valued, like I'm just gonna off myself.
But I think that is manipulation. But then when he compared it to highest level.
No, when he compared,
come on bro,
no, when he, you have to watch the video, okay. When he compares both texts, he's like, okay cool, this is the situation, and he's like, I fell victim to this myself. And I think it's because it's a love language where people, they genuinely do want to feel valued and they want to be needed in a relationship. Like, I'm here. Or they like, there are certain things that the communication is not just spoken by words. There's body language that obviously basically mends both of you together.
Mm.
And then, so in this situation, he explains it, he goes into depth. I can't sum it up in two minutes, but.
So like, what's it? But either I just think saying to someone,
I've heard it before though. I've heard it before in the aspect of what you're saying.
Okay.
And I've heard it before in the other aspect. But yeah, at that time I've heard it before. Nah, that was wild.
Because
he said, I think I'm with myself because I can't be with you. I was like, nah, bro.
That's it. Is that not what he's saying? Or what's he on? He's saying. Either way, it's crazy. I think.
In the interpretation that the guy said, I completely agree with that. However, I've seen the other side where it's like, bro, you're just trying to get back to your old
ass. Yeah.
Right.
One of our most popular episodes is I Don't Want to Lose You. And I've said some wild things because I didn't want to lose said person. But using your life as currency is insane. It just is. To me, I hear what you're saying and I hear what my man's saying from the video, but I just can never see that as, it's such a burden to put on someone, like especially if the relationship's done. And at that point in his life, he probably didn't need that. He doesn't need that lady. She's actually doing more harm. Them together is so toxic and it just seems like it was doing more harm than good.
Yeah,
and look at where they both are now. Like, not that he doesn't have a career, but it's massively stalled.
Yeah.
Like, and the damage is done.
There was the one actor where he was talking about, like, the actor strike. I know we've spoken about the strike before, but he was talking about how, like, his royalty checks was 6 cents.
I don't know his name,
but he was talking about how poor the whole industry is and how it's just certain people.
Mm.
How much these guys are making off of us. And it's like, come on. You need to take care of the actors as a whole.
Right.
So with Jonathan Majors, he's probably made M's, but that M's is only going to last him up until the next 2 years. Because he's going to end up like that actor who was bagging up groceries.
Who?
I think he was in the Good Times.
Oh.
Yeah, he was in the Good Times. He's bagging up groceries.
Mm.
And then they obviously got him a position. Again, I think it was 50 Cent that got him a position or whatever the case is in one of the power universe. episodes, right. series or whatever. Yeah. So, yeah, no, it's a real situation, man. It's a real situation out there for people. And I just think what he was trying to achieve and what happened occurred is sad on both sides.
It happened at the worst time, but we'll see. We just have to wait and see how this one pans out. Do you know what? I think we said it at the top of the episode, but I can see a world where Disney chooses to stick by him. Especially if it comes out that the thing he's actually being accused of, he gets away with, then they might choose to stick by him. So he might be fine. He might be able to turn this around.
Oh, that kick was racist, man. that kick was racist.
He's got concussion. Get him off the pitch.
Yeah, man.
Have you guys listened to Jack Harlow and Dave's track?
Yes.
No.
I was very impressed. Yeah, they're both up at a very high level. I think something's missing. It didn't feel as large as it should fit. It didn't feel.
Nah, you got it in time. It was all right. It's fine.
It didn't feel like this grandiose moment that I thought it was going to feel like when those two came together. Mm. But there's nothing new. The direction they chose to take the song in, it was never going to happen. It was quite introspective. It's quite personal to them. Yeah. I thought if they were going to collab, it was going to be on something a bit more...
chatty.
Yeah. Because they could have both done it. But maybe they'll come together at a later time and this is just the start of a musical relationship and they will use that opportunity to make something that's a bit more charty. But I think they played it right. On the whole, it's a good song. I'm not mad at it.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
It's going to be my choice for today. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought it was a good track. I quite liked it. I felt like I was a bit surprised by people's reactions of Dave's verse. I felt like it was very Marmite. Some people thought it was really good and he rapped better than Jack. But then other people were saying that the verse is trash. And from my perspective, I thought his verse was all right. Like,
it was all right.
It wasn't his best verse. I can definitely say that. And there's also certain pockets where
he is weird. He really struggled to catch
rapping
that
off beat.
That first, I want to say, 8 bars.
Very
my
awkward.
God, was he all over the place? He does catch it again when he goes, and then he finds a really good pocket when he goes.
The go again bit.
Well done, thank you. But. There were certain bits where I didn't like where he let the beat breathe. I didn't understand.
It happened
that
twice. I was
an artistic choice.
Yeah,
the
I was
first one.
As well.
I got the but you're right. That second one, I was like,
right at the end,
dude,
like your verses, it just ended out of nowhere. Yeah. It was a strange. It was for Dave's ability. It was a bit of a weird verse, but I'm not gonna say it was trash.
No,
I just felt like
certainly not.
He's shown that on features he can do a madness. Like the song he did with Giggs, like. Even like just like he's shown he's of a high caliber.
Yeah.
And I feel like Jack Harlow's verse, I mean, to me,
Jack
it sounds
Harlow
better because
better
he
verse.
Sounds more comfortable on the beat. And his second verse was fantastic. I felt like that was really, really good. Mm. I just think, I don't know, people are giving Dave a bit too much stick, but I think it's one of them ones where if you don't like Dave, this is your opportunity to be like,
well,
I told you this guy
what?
Has ass, you know
I
what I mean?
I think he's at that point where, do you know what we've been saying for the last year or so?
Yeah.
Whereby once you've got to 100 songs...
What more can you talk about?
And I think Dave is very much at that point.
I don't know, you know.
I don't think so. That Meridian song was the first bad song from him that I was like, ooh.
Which is the Meridian song again?
I had a dream.
I'm not right at that. You know what?
If something is bad, let's call it bad.
No. Hang on, wait. I hear you. But my thing is this. When an artist makes a song with an artist from overseas, just chalk it up as an L. Nine times out of ten, when an artist is collabing with an artist from another country, the song is going to be shit.
I hear it, but the song is shit. This is what I'm saying. You've gotten to that point because
he's too young to have made enough.
He's made many songs. He's made, but that's not my fault that he's got. That's not my fault that he's got this huge discography so early on.
I don't think he
has
a huge discography.
He does. He's at the point where he's had more than 100 songs.
I don't think Dave has 100 songs.
He easily has 100 songs.
He has 100 songs.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Oh, he's been out for time.
But the thing is, he's still young, bro.
I'm not saying that's a bad, but he's at the point now where we're going to get bad verses and bad songs.
Yeah, but he's still young.
And fair play to him. If there's anyone that's been really heavy on quality control, it's been him. Like, he's worked really hard to make sure that whatever he's put out hasn't been shit. But I think we're at a point now where we're starting to see some subpar performances.
I don't think we've seen the best of him yet, personally.
Right.
I think he's still very young.
I hear it. I agree. But that still doesn't mean that we've not heard bad stuff.
No. Listen, if he's made bad stuff, I'm here to say it. I agree. Like that Rhythm song, I didn't like it either. Mm. My whole point is, I don't think he's at a point where he's said enough. Like, he can't say any more than he's already said. Okay.
But my point is, I think he has said enough now that I'm not surprised that we've got some bad performances. He's 2 albums deep now.
Yeah.
Several EPs and mixtapes. Like, he's done and said enough that he's probably at that point that he's allowed, and I'm giving him the grace that he's allowed to have some of these performances. I like the fucking verse on this song with Jack Harlow, but I'm not surprised that people are running with this narrative, it's a poor verse. Or, you know, he has had moments like that Meridian song that came out this year. It's just bad. That's just what it is. But it doesn't mean that he's not. He will 100% do more great things going forward. I know he will. He dropped Sprinter came out this year, so he's got enough cash in the bank to do whatever he wants for at least another year. So on the song, it's an okay performance, and I would have liked more. Yes, but I'm okay with what I got. And I think also have to praise... thank you. Also have to praise Jack Harlow because he did his thing.
Yeah, he was good on it. I think he listened to... I think he listened to our episode, though. Man was telling us to not give him any advice, so...
No, we gave him advice. He's listening. Man's listening. Ghostwriters are working overtime.
Listen, man. I hear him.
You know, speaking on ghostwriters, I think Drake needs a new set of... Caribbean ghostwriters.
Well, you heard Needle with
pull
him
up
and
the Maybach and then the later.
It sounds the shit. Same.
Nah, but you know what? They're all stuck in. They're shit. Doing 2016 dancehall.
It's rubbish.
Exactly.
It's him thinking Jay Huss is Jamaican.
Party is being.
Is Party still doing this?
It sounds like it. Because it sounds exactly the same.
I'm over that sound.
I think everybody's over that sound.
It was great in 2016. You guys haven't reinvented it. You're literally just doing the same thing. If Needle, I don't know if you're referring to the collab with Nicki Minaj.
I'm just saying in general, that is a great example.
That Needle song, my God, it was a weird direction to go in. You two haven't made a song together in nearly 10 years.
And this is what you give us.
This is what you gave.
Yeah, that song's ass.
For real, dog. The album was bad.
And another thing as well, Drake doesn't sound like Drake.
How so?
Drake sounds like Wayne.
On what?
On all of his songs. Like, when Drake first came out, you could hear, like, that was his sound.
Yeah.
And then now, all of a sudden, go listen to all of his... Go listen to All the Dogs.
Okay.
And just think of Wayne when you hear his voice.
Okay. I have a think about that. I'm going to say, at this moment in time, not having gone back, I disagree. But I know that Wayne is a heavy influence on him, so that doesn't sound impossible.
Listen to...
Is there a song specifically?
Brother. Okay. Listen to that track.
Yeah.
He sounds exactly like Wayne. It's just like, oh, okay.
Mm. Fair enough.
I want to hear Drake sound like Drake.
I don't hate the Nicki Minaj album that much. I thought it was okay.
What's the consensus online?
Mixed, but I think people are mostly happy.
Is it just Barb's? Because she could fart.
I think it's mostly happy.
I thought it was okay.
Yeah, I thought it was okay.
Do you know what it was?
But the bars in hell for me with Nicki, I'll be so.
Yeah, 100.
I have no expectations of that.
The issue with me is, if you want to talk about production, it's fine.
Yeah.
Writing, for the most part, is fine.
Yeah.
It's just, it doesn't feel inventive. If this album had come out 6-7 years ago,
I'd be surprised.
It's the same. Like, she as a person hasn't evolved. It's a similar issue to what we have with Drake.
You're right. You're very right.
She hasn't evolved as a person. Like, what's even going? Like, a lot's happened in your life. Like,
talk about it.
Have some introspectiveness. Your husband is a waste man. There's no other way to put it.
Say that to his face.
I wouldn't. But
that is true.
But he is. Like, I'm sorry to say, but you've also had some great stuff happen in your life. Like your mum, that she's clear. And look, I don't know, but she's clearly also not all okay.
Definitely not.
Like,
definitely
just,
not.
Just from some clips I'm seeing.
Definitely not.
What's going on with you mentally?
I like the song called Blessings. I think that was a good
track. There's good tracks on there. She's one of the best artists
of all time.
She is the best female rapper ever, man. I'm going to keep her.
Yeah, 100. Did you like that Everybody song?
Yeah.
Oh my, I thought they were trolling.
I thought they were trolling at first, but I hear it now.
Yeah, I can see it growing on me. Clever production.
Yeah, very
But
clever.
When I first heard it, I thought there's no way they're getting away with it. My God.
That is an incredible block. Yeah, that is absolutely incredible block.
We are still stuck on the floor.
No, I agree with you. The song at first, I was like, of all samples.
I hate shit like that. Like, that's my worst nightmare when artists just interpolate a song.
There's a lot of songs like that on the album though, which is annoying.
But this is what I'm saying. Her production, it sounds clean.
You've done it before, but
there's no inventiveness. She should be. Is that what they said about Drake recently? Like, you're looking for relevance. You are relevance.
Create something.
Why are you trying to sound like other people? When the people come on our songs, everybody's an Uzi song.
You know why? It's
because
I've made this statement a long time ago. It's that Drake has always looked for an extension. So Drake has really formulated his whole career on the way a business is supposed to be formulated. Mm. Like, there's the height of your career, then there's a decline.
Yeah.
And all he's done is put extension after extension after extension, and it's worked
significantly.
Now, with all these other artists who are now in this whole microwave industry where it's like 1 minute this person's banging, next minute this person's banging, like, now it's a case where you have to put yourself in a place where it's like, okay, let me put this person on my album, make sure that I'm still relevant and I'm still extending my career.
No, I know what it
is. When you come back to the point of you are the relevant, you are the person who sets trends.
Mm.
That's why I think with Honestly Nevermind, it was like, oh,
I hear it.
You know,
he tried a thing.
He tried a thing. And personally, I feel that it worked. And some people like yourself, they don't feel like it worked. So,
But do you know what? I'd respect that more than, and even to the Honestly Nevermind thing, I think he tried a thing, but he didn't really try it. Like, people who are into house and into that genre, they'd tell you he didn't, it felt like lazy house, you know? There's more inventive ideas from that genre. That's just a criticism. But you're right, to your point, he did try a thing, he did something different, and us as fans, we've pushed him away because he probably won't try it again. He said, look, I did it here. You man didn't.
He needs another one. I'm not going to lie to you.
That man's going to make a lot of music for, you know,
the foreseeable.
He'll definitely.
You better be sleeping.
Facts.
That man tried to say he's going away for 2 years. You're going nowhere.
Speaking of going nowhere, I think we should end on Brother Ye. I don't really want to discuss it, but I feel like
it's a different angle, I guess, this time. So I'll just say, I've come off Twitter just probably for the foreseeable. So I'm a little bit out of the loop. I don't know what people are saying online.
Have you not seen the video?
The one with Yes Jules that she posted?
Yeah.
Listen. If Kanye goes into comedy, he might be the funniest person to ever exist.
100%.
He might be the funniest. I was crying. What did he say? She's going to get exiled. And then she got exiled.
Stop talking.
That was box office.
Yo.
Yeah.
Shut up. It's a waste.
He was too little. You can't chat to people like that.
I'm speaking. You're talking over me.
Nah, the shots.
This is my
violent.
Real moment. This is my real moment. And you're like, shut up.
I mean,
do you know what? He's just been on. He's been on the chats too much, man. He sounds like 2009, and I love you, but you know what the man that were on Illuminati YouTube in 2009? Yeah. This is what he sounds like.
I was telling Iman before you came, like, I'll be so real with you. If I speak, it's just, I'm like regurgitating everything I've said before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, yes, the problem with this man is every now and then Kanye does something and eventually it comes true.
Mm.
Now, just because he has done that before, it doesn't mean it's always the case, because there are the pockets of truth in the stuff, some of the stuff he's saying. Yeah, I'm not saying all of it, some of it, very, very like little tidbits. But you can't now do this whole thing and then all of a sudden say, yeah, Jesus, Hitler, yay. Like,
that was insane.
Or like, fucking Drake, I love you, I'm gonna get a tattoo. But listen, they wanted Virgil. Like, Virgil passed away, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why are you, like, my whole thing is this, like, someone needs to tell him to stop doing this, bro. Like, I don't mind him wanting to make music, because that's why we loved him in the first place. But this whole rollout is just, it's boring. He's done it so many times. Like, I'm just really sick of him trying to assassinate his character. Maybe, and he's not doing it on purpose. He just wanted to do it to rile people up, because it's a Kardashian approach of creating outrage before selling a product. But someone needs to tell him, you don't actually have to do this.
Like, no, I think
you don't actually have to do this.
I think everything that he said on that video is correct, but it's all scrambled.
I think
80% of the shit is
nonsense. The thing is, I think majority of the things that he's saying on that video is correct, but it's all scrambled.
What do you think was correct?
If you're a conspiracy theorist, then you would understand the aspect of the whole Zionist movement and what is currently occurring. The whole aspect of him saying Africa, speaking about Africa and how it's been recolonized and financially in debt, and you know how it's being ripped off.
Mm.
How there? Yes, there is 60 million black people in the United States currently at the moment. Okay, cool. How there's 60 million black people in the United States currently at the moment, and there's all these Jews, and how are they able to put themselves in a situation where they are well off, they are organized, but yet we are the ones who are creating culture that is basically destructive, deceiving, and just dangerous to any individual? Because really and truly, the hip-hop that we listen to is not that great.
Mm.
If we...
Oh, man, like...
keep going. I just
so,
keep
there's a dog in the building. For all the dogs.
Woof.
Woof.
So ultimately, I think when he was speaking from that perspective, yes, it makes sense. Now, the Hitler, I think he's listened to a completely different perspective that we just don't know. And more so, it's a case where it's very deceiving, because we've been told one side of history, and quite literally we cannot turn around and try and argue another perspective. What that guy did is a madness.
Yeah.
His perspective on forgiveness, I can understand it, but brother, that guy wasn't thinking like that.
He was
thinking a completely different sort of path.
Mm.
So when you then turn around and say, yay, Jesus and Hitler, bro, that's a whole entire contradiction. It's a whole entire contradiction, and I believe it's very scrambled.
Yeah.
So once he refines his thinking,
but
I
he's
think,
never going yes. to. He that's the problem.
Yeah, like, he will never refine
just
it.
Spouting nonsense into a camera, and it never goes well. He's never got his points together. Because I'm all for hearing what you have to say, and if you want to have intellectual conversation and you want to have those introspective conversations, cool. But he's not capable of putting his mind together to have those conversations.
Yeah.
And that's the big issue here.
And then more so on top of that as well, is the fact
that... He really likes you.
Because we're not even talking about music.
No, it's all right, man. It's all right. It's cool. Yeah, because even from perspective of like... If you chew on my face, I'll chew your face as well.
I hear it.
So even from the perspective of like where he was speaking about like the whole being the poster boy for bipolar and things of that nature being misdiagnosed. I understand it, but it's like, boy, listen, you're speaking to a completely different crowd where it's just like, all right, man, you're fighting me.
Yeah, you're fighting. To be fair, he actually needs to get created.
Listen, I know, I look tasty, but brother, I'm not the one.
He's trying to save us from being cancelled.
Amen to that. But yeah, overall, I think he was speaking a lot of things that did quite... But if you break it down, if you break it down bit by bit by bit, I think yes, he can make a great point. However, it's all scrambled.
Yeah,
and it's always going to be scrambled and it's always going to be noise.
Mm.
And that's that. But the Hitler thing, I still don't see the correlation unless it's expounded in the way that it's supposed to be.
I just I feel like personally, an artist of this magnitude does not have to do any of this.
No.
He is Kanye West.
The snippets or that, from what I heard from that thing you put in the chat, what's it called? The show that him and Ty Dolla $ign put together. Like some of the stuff.
Leave it at that.
Just leave it at that.
We don't need a stream of consciousness. We don't need you to be doing all.
Because the music sounds good. That everybody snippet or what's it?
The everybody sample.
The everybody sample that they've got on that album is gonna go clear. That is incredible music. I even said the verse on that song from Kanye is arse, but
it's booty.
But I think he's at such a point that song sounds so good, it's gonna go clear.
Even, just leave it
at that. Like we're talking about Ye and we're not talking about music.
Even his daughter's song as well.
That was arse.
Nah.
Get out. Just bless me.
Yeah.
North and Adonis, I'm doing a mid-off right
now. Absolute mid-off right now. Nah, yeah. I'm here for it.
Don't talk to my man like that.
No.
When you like it. That's a crazy thing to say.
Yo, Okay,
I'm
actually to take him out, so I think we should probably wrap up.
Alright, so let's.
My song, I don't know if it is on the thing, but I'm gonna put Running by Tony Ayo.
By who?
By Tony Ayo.
Yeah, yo.
Sorry, it's not Tony Ayo, it's Game and Tony Ayo.
My song for this week is Jack Harlow and Dave.
Stop giving me advice.
Mm-hmm.
My song is Hollows, CB featuring J-Hus.
Oh, good choice.
They went off.
They did indeed.
Yeah.
All right, guys, until next time.
Until next time, indeed.
All right,
look at this guy looking at me. Like, take me outside. I want to.